You are listening to the Trinity Presbyterian Church podcast from Petaluma, California. Here is this week's adult Sunday school class.
Now they're proud of it, our own country, and you can see why. Even with all this beauty, though, as I mentioned up at the camp, it's a very dark place, spiritually speaking. If you just Google the Czech Republic and religious demographics, you'll see that it's the most atheistic country in Europe. So there's many struggles we have in bringing the gospel to these people, to the Czech people. Sweden and France also would be ranked very high if you look on the for that. Most Czechs are highly secularized. They were influenced in a great negative way by scientific atheists during the period of communism. Remember, communism was from 1948. That was when there was the communist coup after World War II, and then it ended in 1999 with the Velvet Revolution. The reason it was called the Velvet Revolution is because it was a peaceful transition from communism to democracy, not like in Romania and a few other places where there was quite a bit of violence. But going to the problems with what they taught is that people were schooled in that. And so those came out of that do not want their kids different than them. You know, as you know, you pass on your values to your children. That's just kind of normal. That has influenced, the next generation for sure. And so those are some of the things that we really are up against. You got to remember there's World War I, World War II in the background. They've had wars. Then you add in the communism. So there's a lot of skepticism, a lot of really extreme secularism, which I would call it, and people just feeling what has the church ever done for us, looking back into church history. One of the things that they would cite is that after Hus was martyred, burned at the stake. Remember, he was in the 15th century, 1415. He was burnt at the stake. After that, there was a revival that really went on in these. But in 1620, they lost a battle outside of Prague, and it resulted in a kind of a re-Catholicization where people had to rejoin the Catholic or go underground and those kind of things. So they would see that the Catholic Church worked with the state, the Habsburgs of Austria, to suppress the people. So they would call that period of time from 1620 to the Republic as their dark period, their dark age, really, is what they would say. So that is some of the ground. There's a lot of other reasons. No people suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Romans 1. Romans 1 is very evident. It's evident here in Sonoma County, it's evident there in Bohemia.
So sometimes people ask us a little bit about how we got the Czech Republic, and it's kind of a long story, but when he was in college, he became a Christian. His first week on campus in at the University of Colorado in Boulder, and then he was involved in campus ministry for many years. He was there to start praying for country, possibly go there, possibly serve or help in some way. And he chose Slovakia because his...
There we go. Make sure I'm on Zoom here. It'll light up.
It was red.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay.
And there we go.
Yeah, it was on it. Yeah.
Okay. So Jerry chose. Okay, thank you. So it's funny because it doesn't feel like I know it's for Zoom. So he started for Czechoslovakia mainly. grandfather came from Czechoslovakia at the beginning of the last century. And so that was his choice to be trained for that. But when he graduated, he decided to go into missions and to go to Czechoslovakia. I graduated from UC Irvine, and I went on staff with Campus Crusade as well. And our first year at University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. I was on my way to Romania because I also served in a communist country at that time. Both Romania and Czechoslovakia were under communism. Mainly, we wanted to go to a country that had far fewer opportunities to hear the gospel. So we were heading the same direction. And of course, when we decided to get that year, I was glad to join Jerry going to Czechoslovakia. So we came to Prague. These are pictures of Prague, where we've been living. As Jerry said, we've been for 30 years. We went over in 1982, and we were there for 4 years, until 1986, learning the language, mainly sharing Christ at the university, and building relationships with them. In 1986, we went back to America, and Jerry studied at seminary. He got his MDiv degree. He was ordained, and we went back in 1990. And for a few years, we still worked with college students, but then about 96, we also were helping in planting with some missionaries. And so we started focusing more on church ministry. Those missionaries started to work with were PCA missionaries. And this was in God's providence. We began to talk with them about the Reformed faith. They were talking to us about the Reformed faith because we weren't Reformed at that time. We've been a lot of studies and a lot of discussion. We came to understand faith on the field. Then we were on furloughs to come back at times, and also to continue to understand the Reformed faith through and that. We went back when we went back in 1990 to Czechoslovakia. We had two kids, our daughter, and then our third child, our younger daughter, was born in Prague. So they all grew up in Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic, as they divided in 1992. But we're thankful that they continue to help us all in our work, and you'll see them in our slides as we go along.
Thank you, Marilyn. Some slides showing our local church in the 4th District of Prague. So we meet school, we rent a facility there, our room in that part of the building, and we have a grower of people. They're members of the church, committed to the church Sunday morning, marching through First Timothy. These are some of the key families that are involved. Petra came to know Christ through English camp outreach. The gal on the right, there's Jared in the center. Interesting, a couple on the left, Anna and Yuzi. George and Jane, their parents were persecuted under communism. His dad was a lay Baptist preacher, spent 8 years in prison for giving goods, materials to the Ukraine. So not even regarding what was going on in Czechoslovakia. He spent 8 years in prison. His mother at the same time was sentenced to a year in prison. And Jana's parents were interrogated, and their apartment was ransacked by the communists. So they're in our church. We're grateful for that heritage they bring, experience they bring to the church. Pedro showed up, a fellow on the left from Brazil. He was looking for a Reformed Presbyterian church. He came to our church. Even though it's a Czech church, in Czech language, gets the sermon in English in the room. Martin came to faith on the right there, primarily through Team Prop, which is a project of the OP. They came, and he heard the gospel. Now he's been coming to church consistently and is beginning new members preparation. Martin. Milushka is the oldest member of our church. She's 97. They're in the wheelchair. She came roughly age 86. So later in her life, and she's now bedridden and has dementia. So we try to get out when it's the weather's nice in her, so there we're with her. This is the newest members of the church. Really exciting family as far as their faithfulness to the Lord. Baptized the girl, 11-year-old girl, just this thing. Pavel's the dad, a faithful dad, good brother, potential officer there in the church. So pray for him. Their son, Ondra, reworked our web page. I think I showed read the web in Czech, of course. But anyway, did a good job. And Hannah, really very hospitable. So a beautiful family. Pray for a couple of their children that need to really cling to Christ. Some of their older kids, a couple older kids. So pray for them. Here's again, Sunday morning, you see they're helping out with there in the lower right corner. And one thing that we did talk about at the camp was there's about 700,000 Ukrainian refugees that flowed in to the Czech Republic when the Russian aggression started. So that was primarily women and children. About half of them have gone back now, primarily to the western part of the country, which is safer than the eastern part of the Ukraine. But it affected us because we've had a number of refugees that would come into the church and are still coming in. This couple up on the right came from a nominal Roman Catholic background. They're Ukrainian, but Czech-speaking, they're people, and they came to in Christ and became members of the church. Beautiful couple. So we had automatic translators when these Ukrainian refugees would come in. It was really exciting. So my Czechs are, it's translated to Ukrainian in the back of the room, because the languages are that much different. Here's another family that's bending. Pray for them. Some are believers, some aren't. This young mother with her children, would come to church every Sunday. They were refugees. They would come to every morning service and would walk a mile, whether it was snowing or sleeting, whatever. They just were the first ones there. Now they're back. They're back in the Ukraine. She had to go back because of her work, but grateful for those folks we've met, and others are still coming. We try to get together during the midweek at a Tuesday night Bible study. And basically what we do is we do a study of a given book that's written like these books by Jerry Bridges, very good author, excellent books. And the book on the right we're in the middle of right now, and it's called Respect, again by Jerry Bridges. It's a book that deals with those sins that we think are more respectable, so to speak, like irritability, worry, those kind of things. And so we're kind of in the heart study. We'll pick up again in the fall. Here you see we're this kind of in our living room. Everyone's gathered around and coffee and tea, that kind of thing.
On the first Sunday of the month, we have a lesson for men and the women of our church, and we have Bible study for the women, and Jerry has a study for the men. We've been going through 1 Peter, and sometimes unbelieving women will also be joining us at these. So say for this time, that a lot of time we're sharing the gospel as well, but also it's a time of growth of good fellowship. And here we are. Here it's a men also. We split up after the lunch. And Jerry's been going through how to be a man of God with them at home or in your workplace, in your neighborhood, wherever you are. So this man, of course, that's a great need. Jerry has on his heart that there would be a Czech pastor one day, that there would be Czech elders. It's really a great need in our church. These are just shots of our gathering. Our church is growing just in their love for each other and wanting to get together. This actually is in the garden of that new family that just joined the church this spring. So great blessing to be together.
Now, of course, Thanksgiving is not a Czech holiday, but we want to use those events to invite people into our home. Everyone should be thankful to the God who's given them everything. And so here you can see Marilyn's got some American pies there and that kind of thing. And so people will come. I'll have a message during that celebration. Great time. Also, in the month of December, we'll have some Advent services. Most Czechs have never been to a worship service, but they might think about coming out in the month of December. So that's kind of a chance for us in December to invite people. We always pray in the new year on New Year's Eve. It's now a tradition in the church. So we gather together and have food and fellowship and prayer.
Our church does a lot of outreach, and one of the ways that we do this is through a Bible Club Children. We have this on Thursday afternoon in a public school. So it's like an after-school club. Most of these kids are not from Christian homes, so they're really hearing the gospel for the first time. We always have a Bible study. We are learning scripture by heart. We use Children's Ministry International materials, if you might be familiar with them, and that's been very, very effective for teaching them. So there's a lot of fun activities as well. Sing, we have crafts. They very much love crafts. They especially love edible crafts. So here they're making Joseph's goat, I think. So pray for these kids. One great blessing for us this year was this young girl on the left here, Anichka, came to our club when she was in first through fifth grade, and now she's 17 years old. She started coming to English lessons that we offer, and she said, "Do you still have the club? I'd love to help." And so she's with us every Thursday afternoon, and that's been wonderful, and wonderful for her to be hearing the gospel again right now in this stage of her life. So pray for these children. Some are from Ukraine as well. So that's been really good to reach out to them as well. At Christmas time, have a gathering for the kids and their families, and we can meet their families. And Jerry always has a gospel message for them as well. And of course, we invite them to church in just an important time, because we really do want to reach the whole families. And that's, these kids really need support from their parents, just so that they continue to grow. A lot of outreach through English as well, and we found that is one of the best ways to meet new people, to help them in a way that's meaningful to them. We teach in three schools. One school, we teach the first and second graders. That's what we're looking at here, and that's during their normal school day. And that's been great for meeting almost every child that comes in the school. And then we invite them to the Bible Club, and their parents know us, and that has helped a lot. We also teach in two schools. These are afternoon classes for kids. And then in the evening, Wednesday and Thursday, we have classes for children and adults. And we've really met a lot of people. One great thing is, of course, that, you know, there's many opportunities to talk about the Lord, especially during the holidays. That's been one of the best things, that at Thanksgiving, we can talk about how God has created us. He's given us every good gift that we have. Not only America should be thankful to God, but we should all be thankful to God. So that has really been good. It kind of leads up also to Christmas, where in each of our English classes we will have a presentation, starting with creation, man falling into sin, promising a savior, and of course the savior coming into the world, and we talk about why he came into the world, and that's a really important time before that holiday. At Easter time, we in each of our classes will focus on why died, all the details involved in what happened, especially that last week of his life on earth. And then, of course, the importance of the resurrection and the importance of putting faith in Christ. And for the first, second graders especially, it's often the very first time they've heard this. Sometimes it, you can see that there is a little bit of background. If we ask questions, they will know some. Say, if we ask, you know, who is Mary, they will know that they'll know some things. But for many, it's new. But very, very open. If you think, let's pray the week before Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, because we can have as many as, many presentations as 20 in each of these classes, and it's just a really important time for them to hear about the Lord.
Now, of course, we have the English camp strategy, which many of you are familiar with. Again, it is a project open to all members of the OPC. Is for the whole denomination. What it involves is a team here on the American side that comes over and serves up at the English camp. We invite students we know. You've seen we're teaching English. We go to the mountains for a week with these Czechs. And again, we make a lot of connections with families, sharing the gospel, the mornings devoted to instruction. We use the Bible as one of the textbooks. Great time with your class, usually about 8 to 10 people in the class. We have cornhole. There's a cornhole tournament going on in the afternoon, all kinds of fun stuff to get to know people in the afternoon, different crafts. See a pretty good group here that came out that year, kind of right after COVID. Here's the amazing race camp the next year. Again, same program. I mean, as far as schedule, we went up to this really kind of hotel, renovated hotel in the mountains, and we met for the evening meetings in that big tent there you see. So again, it's in the summer. This is the team. That's Pastor Jim Hoekstra from Minnesota, OPC pastor. He was there in Anoka. And then Jay Rankins is a ruling elder at an OC church in Maine. And so you see, that's the team for 2023. Morning prayer. That's how we start out at the English camp. Checks from our church, plus the team getting together to pray. And then you go to work. Go to work with your English classes for all ages. And it's a great opportunity, really, to spend time with all these Czechs. So here you see some of the rec going on in the afternoon, all kinds of fun activities and crafts. They make all kinds of things, which is a lot of fun as well. There you see the evening message. Pastor Jim's giving a message there on the right. I gave some of the evening messages as well on the right. Pretty good group. About 110 came to this English camp. About 85% of the people you see in the picture are unbelievers. So it's kind of the idea you're spending a week up in the mountains with unbelievers, getting to know them, sharing the gospel, sharing your testimony. It's really a great opportunity. When we finish this, of course, we've made a lot of new friends, building relationships. Some started to come to church a number of times each year. The gal on the right, I want to just mention her, Yana, or Jane, with the red hair there. She's, I think, a little bit over 70. She came to the English camp because her grandson was coming to the King's Club, the Bible. So she started after the English camp, coming to church several times. And she told me that she felt deprived under communism because she never heard any of this stuff before. She never heard anything about really Christianity. It was just interesting. One day, Meryl and I were in the store getting some groceries. We ran into her, and I said, "Hey, come to church this Sunday. I'm preaching on an interesting text." And she says, "Everything is interesting when I come to church." So, you know, it's like, you know, you haven't really heard much. So pray for her, and pray for this guy on the left there. She's come about maybe 8 times over the past 2 years. Alexandra there with her son. Pray for and others. So we're grateful that God has allowed us to do it. Our family gets involved with English camp. Of course, our kids were fluent in Czech. Just to kind of go through them real quickly here. Hoblin, our youngest, with her husband Rob on the left. We're in the middle there. And that's Autumn, our second oldest, with her husband Cameron in the center there. They have three children now, three daughters. That's Jared. He's the oldest. He lives in Prague and works in Prague and helps out at the church. And that's our dog, Finley, who does not speak Czech, only speaks English. So you got to speak English to him. So that's our family, sir. And then after the English camp, what do? We go back to Prague. What do you do on Sunday? You go to church. So we invite everyone to church. So you see a good turnout there after the English camp to hear the word of God. So another opportunity.
Another thing we do in the summer is to have a biblical counseling conference for families. The theme in 2022 was counseling parents and children. And this is a conference for believers who want to learn how to use the scriptures to help people who are struggling with personal problems or marital problems or family problems. This is Jim Neuheiser. He and his wife Caroline have come the last 2 years. Before this, George Scipione came for many, many years. Of course, he's no longer with us. But Jim and Caroline have come, and they've provided really wonderful training, about 25 hours of training during a four-day period. Believers come from all over the country, from many, many different church denominations, but just really wanting good, sound, biblical teaching. And of course, it's also a wonderful time of fellowship for the believers as well. We have a children's program that goes on at the same time as the parents are getting their training. It's like a vacation Bible school, so lots of fun for the kids as well. And the parents are very grateful that their kids are getting really good input as well. So a lot of fun activities with Bible stories and learning scripture. The kids are having a presentation for their parents at the end of the conference. And here's all the believers who came to that conference in 2022. There's Jim and Caroline in the middle there with their translator on the left. And then in 2023, the theme was God's Plan Marriage. There's a growing number of participants that year. A lot of single people came, which was kind of interesting for us, wanting to learn about marriage, wanting to know biblical principles about marriage. And we were very thankful that they were there. And finally, we were able to have a team come over again. After the pandemic, it wasn't possible for a few years. So in 2023, this team came over. To help and came over for a 3-week project. And again, this is open to the whole denomination, to all OPC congregations. So you would be welcome to join us. It's the young people are usually from 17 to 25 years old. And so it's just a great opportunity for young people to use their gifts. And the first thing they did, last summer was to help with the children's program of this biblical counseling conference. So you can see here some of the teaching going on. We divide up into three groups according to age. Here's some of the families. And here are all the believers that came to that conference in 2023.
After that first week of this Team Praha project, the second week involves going to a mountain region with Czech youth that we know and our American team, and we're doing evangelism. So we're kind of hiking day hikes throughout certain mountain ranges that we're in. Lots of fun activity. Of course, in the evening, we always have a program around the campfire with a gospel message and chances for the youth to ask questions. So Pastor Ben was there for this aspect of the project as well. There you see us all together there.
And then we go back to Prague, and in 2022, we still couldn't have a team with us, but a Czech team of young people helped us from other churches. We are thankful for that. But this is a vacation Bible school for again, kids who are mainly from non-Christian homes. 35 to 40 kids come. Of course, we have a time of singing. They learn some English, especially through songs. There's a lot of fun with kids, and of course, there's a gospel message each morning. We divide up into classes for Bible stories and other activities just to reinforce what they're learning. Lots of crafts as well, all based on the theme of that day. But a wonderful time with these kids to show them the love of Christ. We're together from Monday to Friday, from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. So it's kind of an intensive time, but also a help to their families. We're so thankful that unbelieving parents will allow their kids to come, but it's a help to them that they don't have to send their kids away to somewhere else or to their grandparents. So that has been really a great to help them as well. So here are some of the Czechs who helped us, and Adam, and we'll talk about him a little bit later. He did join us that summer to help as well. These are all the kids and the team that was with us that summer. Then in 2023, of course, Team Praha was with us, and this is the third week of that project. You can see here they did put to use many of their gifts in drama, in teaching, in crafts, in music as well, but just a really blessed time with these kids. Some of the kids also join us during the year at our Bible Club as well, which we're thankful for. So here's all the kids and the team, some Czech translators that were with us as well. And then this is the last night of the Vacation Bible School, and the kids have a presentation for their parents. They sing, they talk about all that they learned during the week and all they did. And then Jerry had a gospel message for the families as well. And again, we were able to meet them, invite them to church, just keep those relationships as well.
Now, that's one aspect of our work overseas. We also do theological training through different seminars and courses that we teach as we travel around the tree, primarily outside of Prague. So we've made contact with a number of different denominations. The next slide, you'll see these are conservative Lutherans in that eastern portion of the country. So I take a five-hour train ride to get over there, and I'll teach and stay overnight. They would consider themselves Calvinistic, this is how they describe themselves. So they're kind of needing help in the area of ecclesiology. I've been teaching a course on the Christian this past year. So you can see a lot of younger men, grateful for them. Some of them are elders or what you could say, committed laymen. So pray for that. We also will do seminars if we have the opportunity in biblical counseling and in marriage. People are hungry for the truth among some of these denominations. This is a conference I spoke at on Christ's glory in Prague in February.
We also have a program for women who want to learn how to serve other women. We meet together once a month for different courses. We have seven main courses: how to study the Bible, lead a small group Bible study, the Christian life, evangelism, discipleship, women's ministry, marriage. This group is going through marriage right now. There's a course on the family, and then a course on biblical counseling as well. And because there are so few Christians in this country, this is a really important time. These are very faithful believers. They really want to learn, want to grow themselves, but they also want to, of course, pass on what they're learning, and we're thankful for their faithfulness, but pray for them. This group is going through, has already gone through the main courses that we offer, but now we're going through Women of the Bible, so we always cover one woman from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament each month. This is a new group in Prague. And it's quite a big group, about 27 women who really want to learn about biblical counseling. That's a great need in the whole country because people are struggling, and it's really hard to know where you could send someone who's having problems. But these are very faithful. Most of them are young believers Well, not young believers, they're young women that actually have been believers for quite a while, but they really want to serve in their church and for God to use them. This is a group in Slovakia that young men came to help us during that vacation Bible school when we couldn't have a team from the States. And she went back, asked her pastor if the women of her church could have a course, and he was very glad for it. And so I traveled there to teach how to study the Bible and how to small group. So here you can see them getting some experience speaking to other women and leading a small group.
Now, this is the Christofik family right there. They're an American family. They have three daughters. Adam finished seminary. He went to Greenville, finished work there. He's a licentiate with a PCA, but he's had a heart for the Czech Republic for a long time. And so he spent a six-week internship with us in the past, but he'd like to come full-time and work in that Prague for church plant. So pray for them. A lot of things that would have to happen to get to that stage, but enthusiastic and really wants to serve in this context. So pray for this family.
I have a little bit of family news too, and you may have read about this in our prayer letters, but our daughter Hovland, our younger daughter, got married a year ago in June to Rob. It was a wonderful occasion, and they are now expecting a baby in October, so we're excited about the coming of our first grandson, so that will be wonderful. Then you probably have read also about Valerie. So our older daughter has three little girls, and this Valerie is the youngest. She had a very serious heart defect when in the womb, and so 5 days after she was born, the doctors had to operate on her heart. So there were some complications for a few months, but thankfully she's doing very well right now. So she's growing, and she's a great joy to our family.
Now, as you can see, it's somewhat of a rocky road working in the Czech Republic, right into Europe. Kind of on an island of atheism or agnosticism, but a lot of times when people find out I'm a missionary, they'll say, why'd you come here? Don't you know this is an atheistic state? And I usually answer by saying, well, don't you think that maybe that's a good place for a missionary? So pray for this in the work. I want to thank Trinity Presbyterian for the gifts you've given us in the past. I would just encourage you to, if you could continue with that, we do need to raise our support to go back overseas. We're raising support now to go for another three-year term. So I would just challenge the church in that way to prayerfully consider that. I did leave some prayer cards up here. Just a simple, thank you, Reed. These are just simple prayer cards. You're welcome. If you'd like one, you could have one. Here's some other information about how to suppress. Also, this is a sign for our prayer letter. If you'd like to get it, write legibly, emphasis on legibly, right here your email address, and you get our prayer letter. So that we send it out by email, obviously. So but you're welcome to do that. And again, we're here until September 10th, I mean, in the Western United States, and we'll fly back, Lord willing, September 10th.
I'll pray for you, and then if people want to stick around and ask you questions, we start service in about 11 minutes downstairs.
Oh, yeah, 11 minutes down.
Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Pharnex, it's always a pleasure. We know that they've got connections out here, so we see that. We always enjoy seeing them here and seeing great pictures of what you're doing with them. Lord, please continue to bless them and keep them. We pray for their father. We pray that all the support would be actually supplied. And Lord, they can focus on the task of mission. Lord, bless all the teams that go out there, and may they be not only fruitful, but an encouragement to the Pharnex. And we thank you for the good news as well, and what joy is to see answered prayer there. And so, Lord, bless them on the remainder of their furlough, as well as be with Pastor Jerry as he brings your word to us here shortly. In Christ's name, amen.